Radio Gorgeous. Listen anywhere, anytime. Don't worry about tomorrow's mess. I never know. Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
My name is Donna Freed.
So you're desperate to do this week's show. It's called Habits. Any bad ones, good ones. Okay, so you're dying to tell me. Okay, so we Daily Mail, font of all knowledge, online. It was 50 things Brits just can't seem to give up. And we found the list quite strange.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of things you like doing on it.
I don't consider them bad habits.
Exactly.
Like talking to yourself.
Yeah. So when do you talk to yourself?
On the bike. When I'm on my bike, I talk to myself all the time. In the mirror, in the bathroom.
Mm.
I'm a big old chatter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've realized that not only do I not mind when I talk to myself anymore, I don't even notice I'm doing it. Like, okay, I've gone so beyond.
Yeah.
I'm that mad old lady.
Apparently, it really is good for you talking out loud.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's really good. It's a sign you're very creative as well. Yeah. No, it means that you're getting everything in your mind sorted out. It's a way of sort of clearing out the mind. Often, if you're very worried about something, they say it aloud, and it really helps you sort of work it out. My husband, have you ever seen him cycling along?
No.
Always chattering away to himself.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I have noticed that my son was like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, just nope, that was a me thing."
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you.
Well, I wish I did it more. Maybe I do it without realizing as well. Well, I talk to the dog a lot and flowers in the garden and plants and you know, cats and
pretend they're talking back to you.
Yes.
We're in conversation.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Talking to yourself.
Now, there was one thing in here that was a bad habit of yours. What was it?
Oh, speaking with your mouth full.
Ah, do you really do that?
I've been told I do.
I've had lunch with you now every day, every Wednesday for 2 years. My darling, I've never noticed you stuffing your mouth full of food and rah, rah, rah. Tell you the worst things, people that put food in their mouth and drink.
What do you mean?
So they have their mouth full of food and then they suddenly have a sip with their mouth full of food.
So you can see the stew.
Fish and chips and a cup of tea. It's like, oh, God, I can't bear that. Now, you were saying I had to pick two things.
Yes, exactly. So picking being one of them. Yes. Do you pick your nose?
I said I don't pick my nose until I get in the car. And suddenly my nose is weirdly full of bogies.
Do you think it's because it's like dry in the car or something? That
could
you
be
sort
dry.
Of
And I so often see other people picking my noses in the car. It literally is an English habit. You've got to look out for it.
I'm too afraid to let go of the steering wheel.
Okay, well, I think you should.
I'm too new at driving.
Well, what you should do is when you stop at the lights, just have a little pick. Now, the trouble is you have to...
Pick and flick?
Yeah.
Where does it go?
That's the trouble. I'm sure it goes on the seats.
I would say when I was a kid, I used to pick my nose and eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a sign of being grown up. Like,
I do know some adults who still do that again.
Nasty one. I was going to say, my brother doesn't need it, but he does have an incredible... And we'll be at the dinner table and he'll just digging around in there.
Oh, God. And he's cultured.
Yeah,
he's a composer or something.
A conductor and a violinist and violist.
Oh,
and
good God.
I was at my cousin once actually made him a hypnosis tape to get him to stop doing it.
Exactly.
Didn't work.
Must be an unconscious thing again. Mm. So your family talk to themselves and pick their nose at the kitchen table. Absolutely lovely.
Come on over.
Yeah,
we'll spray
exactly.
With food.
Now, what was my other thing? Oh, yeah, you said you picked me up on this one because I said I couldn't see any bad habit I do, really, being so perfect. Picking my teeth in public. Well, the only time I do it is if I'm at a posh kind of dinner or lunch or dinner party. And my mum taught me this. So you get a knife and you've just eaten and you put the knife reflection to your teeth and you smile and you suddenly see, oh, God, that bit of
spinach
or it's usually leaves. You know, people call it leaves now. Salad. Leaves, like, get the leaves out. And it works perfectly. A little bit straight, you know, a bit of bags. I'm using my nail to pick my teeth in public.
You're not using the knife.
I'll just read out a few of things that they say that we should be giving up. Or no, we can't give up. Sorry. smoking, swearing, biting fingernails, coffee, tea, reality TV, alcohol, comfort shopping. Oh, now, I don't comfort shop because I don't, but I sometimes go into a supermarket and think, ooh, what can I buy?
I'd like to try something new.
Yeah, looking for a new product. Mm. And I just sometimes, this is only sometimes when I go into a supermarket just to put things up. Mm. Like I know I've got to go over this afternoon to go all the way to get this dog food and I might just buy the odd new product.
I would say I have comfort shopped, but in very specific circumstances. Like the day after my mother died, I bought one of the craziest dresses and the craziest skirts ever known to man. But I do actually wear them.
And would she like them?
No.
I thought you were doing it for your mother.
No. For me.
Well, I get a high from shopping. Mm. I get high. I get giggly. I walk out the shop and I'm shaking with. But this is only clothes.
Yeah, actually. Me too. Yeah,
only clothes.
But and I do feel, you know, I not that I'm going to be a different person because I own this blouse, but you know, definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely get a thrill.
A rush.
Something that I think is beautiful and looks good on me. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. RadioGorgeous.com. So we want to hear
but
what
we don't
you're...
want to give it up.
No, I ain't going to give it up. Because also I do keep in my limits. I don't overspend and I haven't got credit cards or anything. Have you?
No.
No.
I have had a thing though. I did have a think about this though. Mm. And I used to not brush my teeth every night. Isn't that horrible? But I do now. Aren't you pleased to know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I used to feel a bit lazy and be like, oh, I'm not going to bother.
No.
And then the other thing I was thinking of is trying to create good habits.
Yes.
And I never used to signal. Now that I drive, it drives me crazy when people don't signal. And my feeling is like, I should know as much information about what you're going
to
do.
Of course you've got to signal.
You know, exactly.
What, do you not signal?
Oh, I signal.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, I don't signal in the bike though.
Oh God,
and
I do.
I cycle with my son, and I want him. But I always feel stupid, like putting my arm.
No, definitely.
So guess
do.
What? I have this new way of signaling. I put my arm up, and I'm going that way, as opposed to this down thing, because I feel like, oh, I'm making a gesture.
Yes. So, you
so therefore,
enjoy
it's more dramatic
it.
And it's more fun for me.
Yeah.
And you know, people behind me know where I'm going.
No, I think it's really important. There's a parakeet outside. It's really beautiful, sitting on the conker tree. Okay, now that's a bit abstract. Now, who's the guest this week, darling?
This week, we have a guest, Yasmina. And she's telling you tell us about her.
Because Yasmina. Well, I had to leave that lovely lunch you cooked for me for my birthday early. And I came to meet Yasmina, who is a very mysterious Lebanese woman who came all the way from Chelsea to read the cards for us. She's also created her own pack. Have a listen. Don't worry about tomorrow's mess. I never know. So I'm here on Radio Gorgeous with Yasmina, who's come all the way from Chelsea, and she thinks that's a long way. It's actually only about 3 miles.
Thank you very much. I feel really honored to be here.
Now, Yasmina, I'm sitting here with something that you sent me, and it's called Yasmina Book of Cards. And
yes.
And then there's a load of cards. Are these tarot cards? What are they? And are you how would you describe yourself?
I'm a psychic. And I have as well a PhD in philosophy, but that's another story. But these cards I've created myself. They're tarot cards I've designed.
Why don't you want the normal tarot cards that everybody else uses?
I use them. Mm-hmm. I use them. I use many, many tarot cards. I mean, I'll show you. I use Lenormand. I use Tarot de Marseille. I use Egyptian. But these ones are very specific because they are for beginners.
Okay, so Yasmina's now opening up her book.
Yes.
So this is for people that want to learn.
To learn. It's very simple. It's 20 cards, and I've done all the combination in the book. And it's like a do-it-yourself because the other cards that I use for sessions are much more complicated. I mean, they're not for beginners. They are for professionals. I mean, I have cards for initials, I have cards for signs, I have cards for long term, I have cards for short term, I have cards for...
So are you trying to say that everyone can read their cards?
Yes, Yes, but not everyone can be psychic. You can read the card and have a yes, no question, but you can't, to have actually a session and be a professional, you need to be psychic. So and that's a gift.
What age and what told you you're psychic?
It was when I was very Emily Bagnier's. I was 7 years old, and I had already premonition about the civil war in Lebanon. And it was
very nice for a child.
Very scaring, very scaring. Then I realized later that I had psychic visions. And then I did study law and philosophy, but I could get the questions through my cards. So, and I did my cards for fun in the beginning. I'm talking about 30 years ago. And then I came to London to do my PhD in philosophy, and I did it, like to earn pocket money from house to house. I was about 26. And then it became a profession. It grew and grew and grew and grew. And
because it must have worked for people.
It does work for people.
How many clients do you have?
Lots. I work between London, Paris, Beirut and Geneva.
What do they really want to know?
They're anxious about the future. They need to be reassured. And they need direction. It took me a long time. But
to have the confidence to do it. Because actually it's quite... You're taking their life into your hands.
Yes, but I guide them. So I don't make them totally dependent on me. I guide them. Then if we follow the course of action, then it works.
Radio Gorgeous, pirate radio for Vogue readers. What help have you given to women? Can you give me some examples?
A lot of help. Because I'm a counsellor, I rebuild their self-esteem. Then I give them hope. And, for example, a lot of women in their mid-50s, late-50s, are very desperate because either they divorced, or their children went, or some of them don't have a business.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have a job now.
They don't have a job. And then this is where I help them to tap into their creativity and do something about themselves.
Marvellous.
It's patience.
Now, was there anyone psychic in your family?
Yes.
So who was?
Yes, my paternal grandmother, who was Armenian. And who had her parents killed in the genocide, Armenian genocide, had a lot of power, and she used to do the cards for me.
And even as a child, you're seeing your grandmother doing the cards.
Yes.
So for you, you're growing up in a world where it's normal to do this.
Yes and no, because my parents, as Lebanese people, were quite conventional. So it was okay to do the cards for fun, but not really okay to do it for a profession.
Yes, of course, they want you to be a doctor or a dentist.
They wanted me to be a lawyer. Yes. I did study law, and I hated it a lot. But what helped me is that I could see the question.
Yeah, also, studying law, you could argue very well back to them.
Yes, exactly. But for them, it was a shock that their daughter would be a clairvoyant, a psychic. It's and in my first marriage, my ex-mother-in-law was asking me, when are you going to get a proper job? She didn't get it, that is more than a job, it's a commitment.
Now, I'm dying to know, if you're psychic, can you see, this is a very heavy question, can you see dead people? Can you see?
Yeah, absolutely. I communicate with dead people. Absolutely. And that's actually a blessing.
I don't understand how. Can you explain it?
It's the spirit of dead people that comes to me. Not in every session.
How do they talk to you?
Clairaudience.
What does that mean?
It means that I hear them. And they give me sometimes very specific informations.
And is it their voice, your own voice?
It's their voice. It's their voice I hear.
So you're a
channel. I don't see them. I hear them. Yeah, I'm a channel.
Have you ever been frightened?
No. I was frightened when I was small and when I had all this hallucination.
You brought a bag as well as...
Yeah,
and inside you've got a crystal ball.
I have a crystal ball.
Now tell me how a crystal ball works.
A crystal ball you can't do a whole reading with a crystal ball. When you look at a crystal ball, you get like a 2-second flash, and it's like a catalyst.
So why would it be in a ball more than just in your mind or in the air?
Because it's a catalyst. It helps to focus the energy, but I have loads of cards.
Yeah, she's bringing out.
Yeah,
Yasmina is now bringing out all these different cards.
These are cards, the Normand cards, which are French cards.
Is that the original tarot?
No.
Well, they're Italian, the tarot.
The tarot, I mean, I wrote that in my book.
These are
Persian tarot.
Wow.
These are tarot for long term. These are Aztec tarot, which are, yes.
So did all cultures do it at the same time?
Yeah, everybody. These are the tarot, the conventional tarot.
Yeah.
The Marseille tarot that I use.
Yeah. Mixed in with your new tarot.
Mixed in with my new tarot. And these are the question. That's for the question. These cards are only for questions.
Wow. So I could ask any question.
You can ask any question and then I'll answer it.
Gosh. Yes. It's such a big thing to ask.
Yes, yeah. I know. No, but I'm very committed to my work and I love it.
Okay, well, I don't want to ask a question. I just want you to do a session on me.
Yes.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll turn it off, dear listeners, and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, great.
Radio Gorgeous, there for you. And Yasmina has just had out about, as we said earlier, about 5 or 6 different packets of tarot cards, and I am exhausted.
Yeah, because I took your energy to do the reading.
She's incredible. She said, I'm going to get your energy. And then she talked about, and then she got a piece of paper and wrote down all the dates of births of all the people talking about. She tuned into each person. And then she said, oh, there's somebody here. There's someone that's not very well. There's someone this. There's someone that. And there were all people around me. And she said, who to be careful of, what to expect, what to be wary of. And then if someone new came into my life, we went into detail whether they were a good thing, whether the outcome was going to be good. If they weren't going to be good, how, you know, should you avoid? It was so much guidance. And the great thing is I've recorded it.
And there was this connection with your grandmother, obviously. Yes, which was very personal.
Yeah. And you said my grandmother's my guardian angel.
Yes, she's your guardian angel. And she was guiding me.
Does everybody have a guardian angel?
Yeah. Yeah, but some people are not in tune with it. You see, some people are not spiritually connected as you are, because you're spiritually very connected. So they're not in tune. They don't know what it is. So I have to explain to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So when, how much, I shouldn't ask how much it is, how easy is it for people to contact you then?
I have a line, I have a secretary, I have a landline.
Okay.
Shall I give it? Or,
yeah.
0207-352-8486.
And then people can make appointments to come to you.
Yes.
You don't just tell them things. You said, ask me any question.
Yes. I do the general things, the general situation. Then when we finish, they can ask me all kind of questions because the session are totally confidential.
So they
will feel free to ask any questions of any kind.
And you said you do talk to dead people.
Yes.
And you see the and you see if people are going to die near people as well.
Yes, but sometimes I don't reveal this information.
Okay.
I have to edit sometimes. What I could do is warn them, but I'm not allowed to say if someone is going to die. I mean, it's not even allowed by law.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
You can warn them about the illness.
So how can we become more psychic in our everyday life? Can you give us a tip?
Yes. I mean, we have to do meditation, yoga, tap into our inner self. I mean, silence, being in silence is very, very important. And listening to your own voice.
The Yasmina Book of Cards, if people want to learn how to be tarot readers, how can they buy the cards?
No, it's going to be online because my husband is doing my website.
Might be a bit of time.
You know how it is with husbands. And I'm going to be selling it in Selfridges.
Oh.
Yes, hopefully.
Wonderful. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
It was great.
Wonderful to meet you.
Wonderful experience.
Thank you, Yasmina.
Thank you. Don't worry.
about tomorrow's mess. I never know how the future will go. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a fortune teller. I'll never change.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2015. And thanks for editing, Ella. RadioGorgeous.com.